Welcome back to Mattress Advisory, everyone. You know, we love to do deep dives, and today we're tackling the Helix Midnight Luxe mattress. It's a popular one, but the reviews, honestly, they're kind of all over the place. So we're going to help you figure out if this mattress is the stuff dreams are made of, or maybe more like a sleep nightmare. Oh, and before I forget, be sure to check out the show notes for some exclusive discounts on the Helix Midnight Luxe. Who doesn't love a good deal, right, eh? All right. Let's get into it.
It is a bit of a mystery, isn't it? You see, it's marketed as this medium firm mattress, perfect for side and combo sleepers, they say. But when you look at the actual experiences people are having, well, it's a mixed bag for sure.
Yeah, like some people are totally loving and others are like hard pass.
Right.
So what gives? What's causing this difference in how people feel about it?
I think a big part of it comes down to the firmness level. The Midnight Luxe has this thing called a zoned lumbar support layer. It's basically like having extra support right where your lower back needs it most. They use firmer foam in that specific zone. Sounds great on paper, but some people find it a bit much at first.
So not exactly like sinking into a cloud then, more like a firm hug.
Exactly. And that extra firmness can take some getting used to. We even saw one user, Yusan of Mary 98, give it like a 4 or 5 out of 10 on firmness after a few months. Seems like it softens up over time though.
Interesting. So you got to be patient with this one, it seems. Kind of like get to know you a little first. Now, speaking of getting comfortable, how does it do the keeping things cool? Nobody wants to wake up feeling like they just ran a marathon, right?
Oh, absolutely. The last thing you want is a mattress that turns your bed into a sauna. So the Midnight Luxe comes with this Tensol cover that's supposed to be really breathable and regulate temperature. Sounds promising, but again, the user reviews are all over the map. Some folks sleep cool as a cucumber, while others feel like they're overheating.
Ugh, that's no fun. You'd think with all the technology, they'd have figured out how to keep a mattress cool by now. So is it the cover itself, or are there other things at play here?
You know, it's a bit of both, really. Everyone sleeps differently. Some people just run hotter than others. Your bedroom temperature, what you wear to bed, even if you sleep with a partner, all of that affects how warm you feel. So the Tensol cover is definitely a good step in the right direction. But it's not a magic solution for everyone, unfortunately. There was even one user, youfakename 4141, who specifically mentioned it sleeping hot, even though it's supposed to be cooling.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like anything else in the sleep world. There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Exactly. Now, if you're really worried about sleeping hot, Helix does offer an upgrade to their Glacier Tex cover. It's specifically designed for extra cooling, and it seems to get consistently good feedback.
Oh, good to know. Options are always nice, especially when it comes to staying cool and comfortable.
Huh.
All right, so we've covered firmness and cooling. Let's move on to edge support now. Is this mattress gonna hold you up or let you down?
Edge support, the unsung hero of a good mattress. And you know, this is one area where the Helix Midnight Luxe has really stirred up some controversy.
Yeah, the reviews are pretty divided on this one. Some people seem perfectly happy perched on the edge, while others are talking about major sinkage. What's the story there?
Well, they do use high-density foam around the perimeter of the mattress, which is supposed to give you that solid edge support. But here's the thing, it might not feel super firm right out of the box. It takes some time for the foam to settle and for you to kind of break it in.
So like a new pair of shoes, a little stiff at first, but gets more comfortable over time.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of user feedback, Yusana Mary 98 actually mentioned the edge support being a bit weak in the review, but other people said it got better as the mattress settled in.
Interesting. So patience is key, even with edge support, huh? Can't judge a mattress by its first set.
Absolutely. Give it time to adjust to you and your sleeping habits. Now let's switch gears a bit and talk about motion isolation. This is one area where the Helix Midnight Luxe consistently gets rave reviews.
Yeah, motion isolation is super important, especially for couples. Nobody wants to feel like they're on a boat every time their partner moves. So how does this mattress do in the motion isolation department?
Surprisingly well, actually, considering it's a hybrid with springs. The coils are individually pocketed, which means they move independently of each other. And then they add layers of dense foam on top, which really absorbs any movement. So you end up with very minimal motion transfer.
So you're telling me I could sleep through an earthquake on this thing as long as my partner stays still?
Well, maybe not an earthquake, but definitely a restless partner.
Right, good to know. So this is a good one for the light sleepers out there. Now, speaking of sharing a bed, let's talk setup. This mattress isn't exactly known for being lightweight, right?
Yeah, unboxing day can definitely feel like a workout. The Helix Midnight Luxe is a thick mattress, which means it's on the heavier side. In fact, Yusano Mary 98 even mentioned needing help to get it up the stairs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can imagine that being a challenge.
Definitely. So if you're dealing with stairs, I highly recommend having a friend help you out. It's always better to be safe than sorry, and you don't want to risk injuring yourself or damaging the mattress.
That's good advice. It's easy to get excited about a new mattress and forget about the logistics of actually getting it into your bedroom.
Totally. But teamwork makes the dream work right, especially when it comes to mattress maneuvering.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about firmness, cooling edge support, motion isolation, and even the potential setup challenges. That's a lot of information to take in. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think the big question is the Helix Midnight Lux the right mattress for you? Right, it all comes down to your needs and priorities, and let's be real, your budget too.
Okay, so break it down for us. What are the key things to keep in mind when deciding if this mattress is the one?
Well, first off, let's remember what we're working with here. The Helix Midnight Lux is a premium mattress. It's made with high quality materials. We're talking multiple layers of foam, including that zoned lumbar support we talked about, plus a layer of individually pocketed coils for that bouncy but supportive feel.
So it's built to last then, not just a fling kind of mattress.
Exactly. It's in it for the long haul, and that's where the value comes in. Yeah, it's a bit of an investment up front. But a good quality, durable mattress can last you 10 years or even more. Think of it as an investment in your sleep health, which really is an investment in your overall well-being.
That's true. You do spend a third of your life on a mattress. It's worth getting it right. But there are so many options out there. How does the Helix Midnight Lux stack up against the competition?
Well, that's where those user reviews come in handy. Marketing materials can tell you all the fancy features, but real-world feedback from actual sleepers gives you a better sense of how the mattress actually performs. And what we've seen is that the Helix Midnight Lux consistently gets high marks for comfort and support, especially from side and combo sleepers.
Right, because those sleeping positions need a bit more give in the shoulders and hips, while still keeping the spine aligned. So it seems to check those boxes. But what about the downsides we talked about, like the potential for it to feel too firm, and the mixed reviews on cooling?
Yeah, those are definitely things to consider. And this is where knowing yourself and your sleep preferences comes in. If you absolutely need a super soft mattress, or you tend to overheat easily, the Helix Midnight Lux might not be the best fit for you, even with that Glaciotex upgrade.
So it's about being honest about what you need and not trying to force a relationship with a mattress that's just not right for you.
Exactly. It's like dating. You got to find the one that's compatible.
Okay, I love that analogy. So final thoughts for our listeners.
Don't be afraid to shop around, try out different mattresses, and really pay attention to how your body feels. The best mattress is the one that helps you wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day.
Couldn't agree more. Finding your perfect mattress is a journey, not a sprint. And hey, while you're on that journey, don't forget to check out the show notes for those exclusive discounts on the Helix Midnight Lux. You might just find your dream mattress at a dream price.
Sweet dreams, everyone. You got it. And you know what else? I think we need to address the elephant in the room here.
Oh, what's that?
Edge support. Remember how we were talking about how it might be a little weak at first?
Yeah, I remember some users weren't too happy about that.
Right, and it's understandable. It's frustrating when you feel like you're going to roll off the bed. But here's the thing. I think it's worth considering the long game here.
The long game? What do you mean?
Well, a lot of mattresses soften up when we can, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So it's possible that as the Helix Midnight Lux breaks in, that edge support might actually improve.
That's an interesting point. So it might not be a deal breaker after all.
Exactly. It's something to think about. If everything else about this mattress seems perfect for you, maybe that initial edge support issue isn't such a big deal in the grand scheme of things.
Makes sense. So what's the takeaway here for our listeners?
I think the key is to weigh the pros and cons. If you're looking for a durable, comfortable mattress with great motion isolation, and you're willing to be patient with the edge support, the Helix Midnight Lux might be a great choice.
Especially if you're a side or combo sleeper.
Absolutely. But if you need a super soft mattress or you're really sensitive to heat, you might want to explore other options.
And hey, while you're exploring those options, don't forget to check out the show notes for those exclusive discounts on the Helix Midnight Lux. It's always worth checking out a good deal, right?
You got that right. Well, folks, I think that about wraps it up for our deep dive into the Helix Midnight Lux.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on this mattress adventure. And remember, choosing a mattress is a big decision. So take your time, do your research, and most importantly, listen to your body.
Sleep well, everyone.